Hey guys, it's me again. Hi. I'm back. I'm not going to do cheesy intros like I tried to force, previously to try and make things more interesting because it ended up just like not really working. But we're back. We're having another episode. I want to talk about mistakes today. Making them, dealing with them, and dealing with when other people make them, you know. We all make mistakes all the time in some of our cases, and they range from little ones that don't really fucking matter and then big ones that have life-altering consequences, you know. And then also, obviously, like, if you're anxious, if you're nervous, if you're sad, there are so many social factors that can play into like how big of a deal your mistake is, like whatever you did, like the repercussions of it, you know. And I think something important to remember to think about when we talk about mistakes is that, like, there's a lot of like individual perception that goes into how mistakes are dealt with, right? And we've all been here before, right? Where something that doesn't mean a fucking thing to us means the world to someone else, or vice versa. Someone really hurts your fucking feelings. Someone really pisses you off. Someone does you fucking dirty, but they don't get it and they don't think it's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you've been in a relationship before, you know, a lot of times this happens with our parents or like teachers or bosses and shit. Like when the power dynamics are uneven for whatever reason, like a lot of times you'll find yourself in these situations where people get fucking upset and then the other party doesn't fucking get it. And so then there's just like this miscommunication that leads to like perpetual head smashing together, you know, whatever those cool dinosaurs were called, you know what I'm saying, with like the smooth fucking tops that would just like pop 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 ram into each other and shit. That's what it always seemed like, you know. But like when you make a mistake, like, you know, it happens. Like, you have to deal with it, you know. And some people deal with their mistakes better than others, you know. And there really is no like duality there. Like, there's no binary where like you either deal with it well or you deal with it bad. Like, there's a very large spectrum there. And again, it depends on who you're dealing with, and I understand that. You know, like, it's sometimes it's a lot easier to admit that you fucked up to the homies than it is to your parents. You know, it's easier for you to apologize to a stranger in a store than it is for you to admit you were wrong to, you know, your roommate or your partner or your parents. And then sometimes, like, you know, flip it. Sometimes people have a really good relationship with their mom, and they can always, you know, accept everything that their mother does that might anger them, right? They can't stay mad at them. Then on the other hand, like, if their roommate like leaves out a fucking spoon, then it's fucking, you know, a kumite is about to erupt in the house. And it's interesting to see that. And it's kind of on my mind, just, you know, not because I made any like outlandish mistakes that really need to be brought to light, but it's like, you know, things are weird right now socially. Like, it's the beginning of, it's not the beginning of December. It's the winter time right now. It's the beginning of January. And who knows what we're doing socially in terms of like hanging out, not hanging out, whatever. And the reason I've been thinking about mistakes is like, we have been seeing, you know, people hanging out, people doing whatever, something happening, maybe someone gets sick. Like, that's like the big thing that like was on my mind when I pressed record, honestly. Like, it hasn't happened to me personally, but like, I see this a lot where like, you know, someone will find out that they're testing positive for COVID, and then they realize that they were at a bar or they went to work or whatever the fuck before they were showing symptoms, and they have a lot of regret because they feel like they made this big mistake. And it's hard for people to deal with that, and I understand that completely. Like, I don't know what I would do in that situation, and hopefully by the time this is released, that hasn't happened to me, but who the fuck knows? All of us take that risk whenever we go outside and do anything that we might be giving people COVID. And this is not an episode about COVID or COVID etiquette at all, but I just am using that as an example to illustrate that, like, that is a very prevalent example of what people would describe as like mistakes that they're making. Like, they think it was a mistake for them to go to that party. It was a mistake for them to not wear a mask. It was a mistake for them to go to the bar, to go to the store, to go to the restaurant, to talk to this person, to go to this person's house. You know what I mean? I don't want this episode to be about regret. I want it to specifically be about like mistakes that we're making, right? And like, how do you deal with a situation where you recognize in hindsight that you fucked up? You know, I'm really bad at it, you know, for the most part. In the immediate aftermath, I'm really bad. I have a hard time. I don't have a hard time admitting I'm wrong, but like, I have a hard time dealing with it because I feel so ashamed and so guilty and just like so bad that I have a hard time giving people the space that they need to express themselves, if that makes sense. I know I'm not alone in that, but whenever I fuck up, I can recognize that I have, and I will admit that I have. But then, like, I start to get frustrated and stuff when people don't immediately get over it. I know how fucked up that sounds, but I'm sure you know what I mean. You know, and I know, like, separating myself from the situation, like, people need to take their own time to forgive, forget, grieve, whatever, depending on what, you know, whatever it is. But then I get uncomfortable and frustrated and anxious and upset because I don't want to be continually reminded of how I fucked up. Or I get really fucking nervous and anxious that I fucked up something that can't be repaired. You know, like if I fuck up real big, or if I don't think I fucked up that big, but someone else did, and it seems like it's something that's going to like forever alter our situation, whatever our situation is, that's when I start to kind of like spin out of control. Because then it really hits like, oh my God, I made such a big mistake. I can't get through this. Normally, if it's a thing where like I fuck up and it's like, it's cool, it's whatever, I'll be fine after a little bit. But you know, sometimes you like fuck up. And you know, you have to man up, not to use gendered language, but also I don't give a shit. You gotta nut up and admit that you're fucking wrong. And you gotta fucking deal with the consequences, because people's reactions are not, you know, under your control. You can say your piece, you can say how you feel, but if you try to manipulate people, you're a prick. If you try to assert your feelings and make them more important than other people's, you're a prick. You find that a lot with people who fuck up, you know what I'm saying? When people fuck up and then they try and like Matrix style dodge accountability, blame, you know what I'm saying? Twist it to be someone else's fault. Twist it to not be that big of a deal. Make people feel like shit for making it a big deal. Excuse me. You know, like you see that a lot with people, more than you should. And it's very frustrating, you know, if it's one of your friends doing it, if someone is doing it to one of your friends, if someone's doing it to you, it's maddening, and it can be fucking maddening, you know. Gaslighting and all that bullshit aside, like, it's fucked up when people make mistakes and don't do the right thing. And I've done it. You've done it. We've all fucking done it. Hopefully, the older you get, the more mature and wise you get, like, you don't do it as much, but, you know, whatever. And then, like, think about, like, when people fuck up, like, in your direction, when people make mistakes and you are on the shit end of that mistake, you know? Someone says something that they shouldn't have to you and it hurts your feelings. You know what I'm saying? Someone does something bad to you and they didn't mean to, you know? It fucking sucks. But like, what do you do? You know, like sometimes, like, even though you don't want to, you gotta forgive them. You know, they didn't mean it. And that's hard. That's a hard position to be in. It's hard to forgive people, you know? It's hard to ask for forgiveness, but it's hard to forgive people and forget, you know? And there's whole, like, I forgive, I don't forget, like, bullshit bumper sticker style, you know, quasi-philosophical, you know, tract. But, like, it's hard. It's hard to figure out who to forgive, who not to forgive, and how much to forgive. And we all have to do it all the time. People fuck up left and right. We all fuck up. People fuck up all the time around us, too. You're always juggling, like, you know, other people's mistakes and your mistakes and stuff, because we're human, you know? It's in our nature to make mistakes all the time. You just have to handle them gracefully, whether you're on the receiving or the giving end. And it's hard. It takes a very big, strong person to forgive. It takes a big, strong person to overlook things. And there's a healthy balance that needs to be struck, or else you become someone who is taken advantage of very quickly. And we see that. You know, you see that in a lot of social situations where there will be, you know, unfair social dynamics where people just fuck up all the time and other people just take it because that's how they've been conditioned, you know, either through malice or through, you know, incompetence or ineptitude or just how it is. Like, some people make a lot of mistakes, you know, and then some people either can't handle it or they're very harsh or they're somewhere in the middle. And it sucks. And one of my least favorite feelings is knowing that I made a mistake, you know, and I will overcorrect sometimes and I will overcompensate sometimes. And I will sometimes like shift the attention to me being sad about them being, you know what I mean? Like, I am guilty of all that stuff. I'm not going to pretend that I'm not. And I'm sure that you feel similarly. Like, I don't know, what the fuck do you do when you make a mistake? Because you do. You probably have fucking recently. It's the holiday season. We all fuck up. Emotions are high. And when you do, like, you know, you just gotta live with it eventually. Give people their time to deal with it and move forward. And a big part of moving forward from mistakes is realizing that sometimes the outcome is not going to be what you want, but you have to deal with it. You can't tell other people how to feel and how to act. You can't force that. You can't. Or you're going to be a prick. You're going to be a prick. You're going to be a piece of shit. You don't want to be that. And you want other people to be pricks to you and pieces of shit to you. If people are being that way, tell somebody. You know, don't fucking sit there and let them do that. If people are constantly making mistakes, even if they don't mean to be making you feel bad, that sentence barely made sense, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, if we're looking at a mistake as like something that you do that hurts someone's feelings and you don't necessarily mean to, right? Or something that you did that was like wrong and you're not getting the desired outcome, right? And I've been looking at this more as like a social phenomenon, right? Involving more than one person. Obviously, you can make mistakes that only affect yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can pour boiling water on yourself. You can burn yourself on the stove. You can do whatever. You still have to deal with that shit appropriately. And we know tons of people who are just constantly making mistakes, Mr. Bean style, just like real fucking goof 'em ups. And it sucks to deal with, to be that person. It sucks to be around that person, but I wanted to focus mainly on like the social aspect of it. Because if you have people in your life that are constantly making mistakes that then make you feel like shit, you might want to reevaluate your relationship with that person or those people. You know, if you have gotten to the point where you recognize that things are happening constantly or more than they should or more than once with like a specific individual and you chalk it up to mistakes, they are constantly making mistakes, right? If that's what you choose to believe, because every relationship is completely fucking subjective to the people involved and outside onlookers and shit, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. And so if you have a relationship where someone is constantly making mistakes and it makes you feel like shit, you need to do something about it. You know, at least talk to people. I find that to be a very big thing where like people won't talk about like the not pretty parts of their relationships, friendly, romantic, whatever, with other people. And we need to be more open about that and not be embarrassed by not being treated great by everybody, you know? And so even if they don't mean to, if someone's making you feel like shit or making you feel bad or doing things that you don't like all the time, you need to change something. You need to reevaluate something. And even if changing means bringing it up to them, even if changing means, you know, altering your relationship somehow, you might have to do that. Yeah. I'm seeing that more and more, especially in the pandemic where people are sort of being forced to be around each other in some respect. Can't get away. I'm not talking about like actual abusive relationships where people like have nowhere to go. I'm talking about like, you know what I'm saying? Like friends, your roommates and shit like that, where it's like, you're kind of just like all stuck at the house. You're all stuck at work together. You're spending more time than you normally would together and shit. If they're constantly like making quote honest mistakes that piss you off, say something. If your roommate is fucking not cleaning the fucking sink, say something. If your coworker is constantly, you know, leaving a mess in the office or doing whatever the fuck, say something. And if it's also like some other shit, like some real shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm not going to get into very specific examples right now. The episode's running late. You know what I'm talking about. People make mistakes and just dealing with it sucks. And when you make mistakes, it fucking sucks. No one likes making mistakes. It takes a very big person to deal with it on either end. That's the episode. Thank you guys for listening so much. Andrew and I really appreciate it. It means the world that you're still here with us. If you fuck with the show, please like and subscribe. You know, tell your friends. We've been getting more listeners. It's awesome. It's awesome that people listen to this show. If you like The Hatening, you can find it on all social media platforms. And from there, you can find the individual profiles for myself and Andrew. We have two other podcasts. One is a Berserk book club called The Fish That Breaks the Surface. And the other is like a political show that I do without Andrew on the mic. And that's called Bolsheviks. You can find that wherever you listen to podcasts. Give that a listen if you fuck with us. You know, take care of yourself and the people around you. And don't forget to tell your friends you love them. Thank you.